Deism is not a religion, but acknowledges that there is a God, as every culture except our own modern culture has acknowledged. Deism also acknowledges there is a natural law built into the very nature of man that has been planted into us to lead us to the good. This natural law is unchanging. It is the truth that God has planted in us. Deism is a human foundation for the truths that we know as Christians. That is why in our country many faiths that are founded on truth and goodness have been able to flourish in peace and freedom. Deism does not conflict with Christianity. The revelation of Christ perfects the human wisdom of deism. There are modern philosophies, however, that deny these truths. Few people without religion today hold to deism, that there is a God, and a belief in the natural law. Therefore, people only associate morality with Judeo-Christian principles. The importance of the fact that many of our founding fathers were deists is that our freedoms and rights were not established because of Christianity, which would be a religion and therefore unable to be applied to all people who come to our land who follow different religions, but rather because of a system of philosophy based on eternal truths that are part of our human nature. So belief in a supreme being, God, is part of who we are as human beings, faithful to those things planted within us that bring us to happiness. Morality also, the morality based on the truth of our nature, which does not conflict with the message of the gospel, although the gospel perfects it. Our country is built on natural law principles that acknowledge there is a God, that there are moral truths and certain rights that are inalienable. If we make America deist again, we will be able to live our Christian faith in freedom again. Let us not let atheists take away our right to acknowledge God, for it is that right which underlies all our other rights. So that is Make America Deist Again. Now I'm going to follow that with another article. I know it's a lot of reading, but it's important truth. So I hope you will bear with me and listen. Now this second side of the paper is from Fulton Sheen. At the time, he was Monsignor Fulton J. Sheen, and he was from working and teaching at the Catholic University of America. He would be featured for several episodes on a Sunday night program called The Catholic Hour. And this was, this particular talk, many of his talks of The Catholic Hour are on YouTube, but this particular talk is not, because it was from before the ones on YouTube. It's from a booklet I got. Once I started hearing those YouTube talks, I'm an investigator. So if something is mentioned in one book or on what I hear, then I look it up and see if there's anything available to buy that they're talking about. And so I found some copies of his addresses from the past. This one is from 1938. It was given on February 20th, 1938. It's the eighth of nine addresses given on the topic of justice and charity. What he talks about is that the source of our rights, as I mentioned in the very last line, that if we take away acknowledging that there is a God, now it might not be the particular Christian God, but we have to acknowledge there is a supreme being from which flow all kinds of eternal truth. That's what deists held. And that would unite us. See, it means that in human nature, there is a truth we follow that will bring us towards happiness. The natural law, for instance, says a man marries a woman. It's part of our human nature. And that's not made up because people have voted for it. It's because it is truth.